Holy Father, we stand in awe of who you are, what you've done, and what you're doing. And we take this opportunity and submit to you our spirit, soul, and body and flesh. Our will is a living sacrifice. Grant us repentance. Forgive us for all of our sins. And remove from us the bondage of deception and fears and demonic forces and holds and mindsets and strongholds that the enemy has placed upon our lives and sicknesses and diseases. Loose us from those things, Father, as we decree in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we all have been healed by the stripes of Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Father, and we welcome the Holy Spirit to come and fill us afresh tonight, to open eyes and open ears and open hearts, to break every hardened heart, to loose us from the bonds of rebellion and witchcraft and sorceries, and to position us where it's no longer we that live, but you that live, that your heart, mind, and will and desires and character will be established in us and through us, and that you would receive all glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How's everybody? Oh, yeah. Blessed and highly flavored. God is good all the time. You know, the Lord don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It's man that tries to change God, but it ain't going to work. It's just not going to work. You're not going to do it your way. We're going to have to do it his way, or it's the highway. And people have been on that highway for a long time. I'm telling you, there's more demonic activity now than there's ever been. More people are being demonized, possessed, and oppressed than ever before. And it's getting worse. And it's supposed to. Because they're going to have no choice. The medical doctors, the psychiatrists can't help them. The only one that can help them is Christ Jesus. Because it's not a physical fight, it's a spiritual one. It's a spiritual fight. Until revelation comes to an individual that their fight is spiritual, not physical, that individual will always be misled and in bondage. Has everybody got it? That's why it's our responsibility to make what is unseen to become seen. We've been called to expose the body of Christ. We are the restrainers of evil. And we talked about that already. But there's areas in where we're to restrain, and so many times we lose sight that he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. We try to calculate it carnally, and it's impossible to. Let me tell you something. You are not going to figure out God. So stop trying. That's all he's asking you to do is obey him and follow him. Hello. You can't figure him all out. But of course, the more you hang with him, the more you know his character. See, this is the difference between religion and relationship. God never brought religion. Man did. Actually, the devil did. The Lord came to bring relationship. So nobody can go on the coattails of anybody else. You have your own personal walk, and you're going to be the only one who stands before him when it's time. And either he's going to say, I know you, or I don't know you. And that's up to each every individual, isn't it? And in this, there is an area which the Lord has granted us because we are his offsprings. So if we are his offsprings, then all the things that have been granted from the Father to Jesus has been granted to me and you. But certain things are released as obedience is established. He says, if you do this, I'll do that. If you do this, I'll do that. Everybody wants to drive through. Okay, Lord, I'm driving through. Can you do this for me? Well, I'm waiting for you to do that. Has everybody got it? See, when you finish what he's asked you to do, he'll release more. He never interrupts himself, and he never releases anything until you've completed what he's asked you to do first. Or you'll go around that mountain till you die. And you'll blame, of course, you'll blame God. People blame, oh, Lord, you know, I cried out. He says, I know. And when you cried out, I put you in a place to learn, and you chose not to obey. And then you cried out again, and I put you in another place, and you still chose not to do it. When will you learn my ways and relinquish yours? Psalm 2. Start at verse 1, please. Psalm 2. Let's read it together. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, against his anointed. Are you his anointed? Yes. Amen. So they coming against you? Amen. Saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath. How's he going to speak to them? In his wrath. Why? Because they won't listen another way. So he's got to speak to them in the wrath. And distress them in his deep displeasure. In other words, the Lord doesn't like to do that. But if this is the way we got to listen, then he will. How many times have you finally wakened up in your circumstances? Uh-oh, I'm in trouble. God help me. How many of y'all know he lets afflictions come to us? And verse 6. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the what? Decree. I will what? Declare the decree. Now this is something important. Because he's talking about me and you now. Yes, he's talking about Jesus who's coming. But he's talking about me and you also. Why? Because we are his offspring, aren't we? Look at. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I've begotten you. In other words, when you are born of the Spirit. Ask me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with what? Fear, respect, reverence, and honor. And rejoice with what? Trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. In other words, when you are born of the Spirit, a decree is sent out. You understand this? When you are born of the Spirit, a decree is sent out. The Lord sends a decree out on your behalf. This one's mine. Has everybody got it? Now, if he decrees when you are born of the Spirit, he's also giving you the power to decree also. Has everybody got it? Because we are the offsprings of the Anointed One, when you are born of the Spirit, he makes a decree. He makes a decree. In other words, when you are baptized in water, of course, that doesn't, if you've never been baptized in water, it's got nothing to do with going to heaven. Hello, it's symbolic. It's symbolic of being washed by the blood. But when we get baptized in water, we make a decree that Jesus is our Savior and Lord. And we make the decree just like the Lord makes the decree when you are born of the Spirit. All heaven, all earth, and all hell hears it. This one's mine. Hello. Joel chapter 2. Now you got to understand something. When that decree is made, all hell is after you. So I got to let you know that right off the bat. Joel chapter 2. See, the demons and the powers of darkness are afraid that you'll get to a place where you know who you are. So they fear you when the decree has been made. That's why they're after you, to prevent you from getting where you're supposed to be. Once that decree is made, oh man. But see, when you are born of the Spirit, hello, God dispatches his angels on your behalf. When that decree goes out, the Lord has already put a hedge of protection around you. He puts you in a place to learn. But then there's that process of learning to where you get to a place where you know him. And then you begin to warfare. See, you know, so many times we just go in the area, well, I was created to worship. No, you were created to warfare. And worship is warfare. You and I were brought into this realm to fight the powers of darkness so others can be rescued. We weren't saved to build big houses and have all kinds of materialism. We were saved for eternity, not for temporary. And so many times people just get saved and Jesus is Savior but never Lord. Of course, he can never be Lord over your life until you're baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, because you don't have power to obey him anyways until then. Hello. In Joel chapter 2, verse 28, would you read it with me? And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. I want you to write a word next to that word, prophesy, and I want you to write the word decree. Because I want you to understand something, that even prophesying is decreeing. And so many times we lose sight of that. We get caught up in words. Oh, man. We get caught up in words. And I can't go there, but I was brought there. I can't go there, but I was brought there the other day. About words. Let's go. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. In other words, they shall decree. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. In other words, what is he saying? He's saying prophecy is a decree. And since we are born of the Spirit, the breath of God is working through me and you. We will prophesy by the Spirit, or decree, or what they call proclaim. In other words, we will take force. We'll take it by force. We'll expose. We'll speak the oracles of God by faith from the spirit realm into the natural realm. Why? Because the breath of God is going to speak through you. Are you listening? From the spirit realm and manifest it in the natural realm. Hello. So what you and I are looking at is we look in the area of, well, I'm speaking in the natural realm, but you're not really. You're speaking from the spirit realm into the natural realm. Has everybody got it? Because you are born of the Spirit now. Now you will decree according to what the Spirit brings. Hallelujah. Let's go to Ezekiel 25. Ezekiel 25. Decree. Say, I have the power to decree. It's been predestined. It's my inheritance. It's about time I started using it. Instead of being a wimp. We're warriors. It's a battle going on there. And the devil wants to put duct tape on people's mouths. He wants to keep us bound into the mind. So the only thing we can think of is carnally. And it brings you to you. And it has no advancement in the kingdom of God, no any effect in the spirit realm. Has everybody got it? In Ezekiel 25, verse 1, would you read it with me? Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against the Ammonites. And what? Prophesy against them. What was he saying? Decree against them. Have you done any decreeing against your enemies lately? Satan and Anamites, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God, because you say, aha, against my sanctuary when it was profaned, and against the land of Israel when it was desolate, and against the house of Judah when they went into captivity. Indeed, therefore, I will deliver you as possession to the men of the east, and they shall set their encampments among you and make their dwellings among you. They shall eat your fruit and they shall drink your milk. I will make Rabbah a stable for camels, Ammon a resting place for flocks. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. For thus says the Lord God, because you clapped your hands, stamped your feet, and rejoiced in heart with all of your disdain for the land of Israel, ooh, indeed, therefore, I will stretch out my hand against you and give you the plunder to the nations. I will cut you off from the peoples and cause you to perish from the countries. I will destroy you, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Now, this was a decree for those who will come against Israel. And I'm not going to get into all that tonight, but we will later. So we see that the Lord spoke to Ezekiel and said, I want you to decree this. In other words, I want you to prophesy it, but he's saying, I want you to decree it, because what God says won't return void. Go to Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18. In verse 21, I think we all know this by now, but for some of us who don't know it. Proverbs 18, verse 21, what does it say? Death and life are in the power of a tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. Now, I want you to understand something. It's not about the tongue, it's about what's spoke by breath. Has everybody got it? So if you've been born of the Spirit, right, then what comes out of your mouth should be of the Lord. But there is life and death in the tongue, in the things that we speak. And the enemy wants to constantly cause you to speak the things that would bring damage to you and to others. That's his job. Is everybody okay? So there is life and death in the power of the tongue, or what we call the power of breath. It's really not the tongue that has the power. Are you listening? It's the breath. It's the breath. Let's go to Mark 16. In verse 14. Mark 16, 14. Would you read it with me? Later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart. Can you imagine Jesus showing up and rebuking you? Believe me, he does. You just don't see him. And it's because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world and what? Preach the gospel to every creature. That word preach means decree. And he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. The word believe means to follow. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out what? Demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, they will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. In this, it's important that by decreeing, we are decreeing not in our name, but in the name of Jesus, the Creator. Are you listening? So we decree in His name because He's the one that created everything. So if He's the one that created everything, everything must obey His name. So we go, decree in His name, and heaven will be behind you. But these are for those only who are born of the Spirit. Are you listening? They must be born of the Spirit, not of the flesh, born of the Spirit. That's why someone who accepts Jesus as Savior, they're accepting the name. They're accepting Him now. So in this, the opportunity of being born of the Spirit is available. Acts 19. Acts 19. the power to decree. Is everybody there? Verse 13. Would you read it with me? Acts 19, verse 13. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." Now these dudes were not born of the Spirit. Are you listening? Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you, you bonehead? I know that you ain't born of the Spirit. You're religious. And you have no power behind you. Oh, you know the letter, but you don't know the Spirit." Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Hello. It's amazing that the demons know who's born of the Spirit or not. They know. These guys tried to decree something that were not born of the Spirit, and it had no effect, did it? That's why you must be born of the Spirit. That's why Jesus commanded his disciples to wait. To wait. Don't go out. Wait. You wait and tarry until you are empowered with my Spirit. Then you can use my name, and all heaven will be behind you. That's why he told Nicodemus, he said, "Listen, when Nicodemus snuck up at night because nobody could see him, he believed Jesus. He wouldn't have taken that chance. He could have lost his membership out of Sanhedrin. His lifetime membership. All club benefits and everything. Lost it all. But he still snuck up to Jesus at night and said, I know God's with you. In other words, I believe you." So Nicodemus believed Jesus. But there's something powerful. Jesus looked at him and said, "You need to be born again." Nicodemus thought, "What? What do you mean I need to shrink myself and go back into my mother?" No. Jesus said, "You need to be born of the Spirit. For that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the man is man, but that which is born of the Spirit is different. Must be born of the Spirit." So when his disciples were all around him, and he said, "Listen, I got to leave, guys. It's been real. I've been hanging out 40 days, and that's enough for me. I'm going to go prepare a place for you, but hang out for 10 days, all right? I'm going to breathe on you to sustain you. So receive my Spirit right now, but in 10 days you're going to be baptized. You're going to be born of the Spirit, and you're going to do the things that I did. Because see, I was born of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit impregnated Mary, and here I am. Now I'm going to leave you my Spirit. And I'm going to go intercede for you on the right hand of my Father. And you'll carry my Spirit. And you'll do the same things that I did. And the demons will be afraid of you. But you won't understand that until you know who you are in me and I in you. So don't let them mess with your mind. Ignore those emotional stuffies. Don't get caught up in religion. Stay filled with the Spirit. And decree my things that I give you. When I show you dreams and visions. When I speak to you, because you'll hear my voice. I want you to decree. I want you to raise the dead. Lay hands on the sick. Cast out devils. I want you to expand my kingdom. And restrain evil. I want you to expose those things that hurt my kingdom. I don't want you to kick butt on the devil. Because that's why I came into the world, was to raise up warriors and leave my spirit with you so we could expand and rescue. Because the end of this age will come to an end. And I want all my children home. Hallelujah. Go decree in my name. Decree over darkness. They know who's right with God. They know whether you're born of the Spirit. They see the flame of fire around you. And they see the sword of the Spirit come out of your mouth. They see light penetrate darkness. Oh. See, but the enemy doesn't want you to see these things or know these things. You do not look the same in the spirit realm as you look in the natural realm. In the spirit realm, you are robed with white. They only see white, but they see a fire of a hedge of protection around you. A fire of the Spirit of God. And he says, and I will send my spirit upon you, and I will baptize you in the Holy Ghost and fire. So it's our responsibility to keep that flame going by getting fresh oil. Isaiah 61. Power to decree. The church has fallen asleep. But it's got to be awakened. And she's awakening. Let me share something with you. Cancer is a spirit. Cancer is a spirit. It is a spirit. Sickness is spirits. Hello. They're spirits. Addiction is a spirit. Pornography, loss, those are spirits. And it's amazing in how many people are still agreeing with these things and allowing it to happen. They are spirits. Hello. Isaiah 61 and verse 1. Let's read it together. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to what? Decree good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to proclaim or decree liberty to the captivities, to those who have been taken captive, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, and to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, and to give them beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. That he may be what? Glorified. So he's saying here, listen, I've sent my spirit in you, those who are born of the spirit, to decree. To decree. To what? Decree. And we are backed by the seal of the Holy Spirit, by the blood of Christ, by the name of the King Jesus, which means all heaven backs us. The problem is the mind. See, too many are still being by the mind. They live by the mind. They feel by the mind. They see by the mind. That's why Jesus gave us the mind of Christ. But that means that you must cooperate with the mind of Christ. Because even when the devil sends stuff in, the mind of Christ is trying to take preeminence, but he will never overtake your will. Has everybody got it? He won't overtake your will. So you'll know those thoughts by the fruits, whether they are of God or not. That's why he's given us the authority to decree and kick butt. Go to Philippians chapter 2. The power to decree. Man, if the body of Christ would start decreeing, we'd be a lot more advanced. But there is an awakening going on because too much of the church is asleep. In verse 5, You must understand that the kingdom of darkness, its purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. They are not going after unbelievers. They already have them. No big deal. They're going after Christians because they are to be Christ-like. And they fear you more than you fear them. But too many times, people don't know that. Hello. They fear you more. So they want to kill you because they fear you. In Philippians 2, and verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in a form of God did not consider robbery to be equal with God. Now, it doesn't mean that we're God, right? But you got to understand something. He says, you have my spirit. You'll do the same things I do. But see, there's not enough faith involved. Because see, the carnal mind of reasoning and doubt and unbelief and fear will negate God's hand moving. Because he will not reward fear, doubt, or unbelief. Does everybody got it? He rewards faith. In verse 7, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in the appearance as man, he what? Humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even to the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. You know what? Anybody ever hear of a name of disease? How about bipolar? Schizophrenia? Dual personality? All the diseases, deafness, blindness, all of these things are labels of the world. They're not labels from my Father. But people are accepting them. It says that he has the name that's been given above every name. That the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So a sickness have a knee? Yes, it's a spirit. Does disease have a knee? Yes, it's a spirit. Does addiction have a knee? Yes, it's a spirit. Does everybody get it? That every knee, that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those where? In heaven, mean the spirit realm. And those on the earth, the natural realm. And those under the earth, hell. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. This is the mind that we're supposed to have. This is the mind we're supposed to have, that in the name of Jesus, it is the creator of all things. That name that was given is above every name. Every name that ever was, is, and is to come. That name is the name above every name, every label, every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, everything. But you know what happens? Because the carnal mind, there's doubt. People take it nonchalantly in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hello? In the name of Jesus. They take it nonchalantly. They get so accustomed to saying, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, that they lose sight who they're supposed to be. They lose sight that they're warriors of the Most High God and all heaven is behind them. That when they say in the name of Jesus, that demon's got to go. But there's not enough faith. The church has gotten so goofy, it's ridiculous. You know what they do more of? They, in the name of Jesus, give me some money. In the name of Jesus, I want a new car. You start kicking the devil out of your finances, you'll have those things. Hello? You start kicking the devil out of your business, you'll have those things. But if you ain't walking according to the will of God, you've allowed the devil to access and steal. The name that is above every name. The body is taking it too nonchalantly. It says, in my name they will cast out devils. In my name. In my name, the name that is above every name that has ever been created. In the spirit realm, natural realm, and in the hell. The name that's above all name. But see, the enemy gets you here. And he brings doubt, reason, and unbelief. He convinces you. Well, if it's God's will. Hello? Decree. Decree, decree, and decree. Matthew 18. Matthew 18, 18. Assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. In other words, whatever you speak in this realm is hitting the other realm. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. How many of y'all know that the Holy Spirit's going to ask you to do something? So if you agree with Him, is it going to come to pass? Ah. You don't have to run to the phone and call somebody, please agree with me. He's agreeing with you. He's the one that gave it to you. That's why He who's in you is greater than He is in the world. You already got a witness. You and Him. Two is a witness. But see, the enemy wants to get you into the natural arena. He doesn't want you to keep you in the spirit arena because He's afraid of you. We're not supposed to be afraid of Him. He's supposed to maintain to fear us. For two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Well, me and the Holy Ghost are touching and agreeing. My Father's in the midst. Decree penetrates into the spirit realm to bring damage to the dark kingdom. Matthew 16. Verse 19. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. The keys of the kingdom of heaven. In other words, you got dominion and authority in the spirit realm, man. Quit wasting your time in the natural. Quit trying to calculate it, figure it out. Just do it. If you are born of the Spirit, you have access. You've been blessed with every spiritual blessing and seated in heavenly places. For what? To kick butt. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And how can an individual enter the enemy's arena without first binding the strong man? Hello? So he can plunder his goods. You have the power to decree and call fire down on the high places of Satan's altars. You have the power to decree and stop and sever all of his financial support. You have the power to decree these areas. Or you call fire down on every website that promotes pornography. Every manufacturer of pornography. Every drug producing arena. Are you listening? You have the power to decree these things. Quit praying to God, oh Lord, do something. When He's saying, you do it, I already did it. Oh Lord. Hello. Victory is not being rescued. Victory is overcoming. Remember that. Quit crying to your Father when He's already given it to you. Are you listening? You go to the throne room and get filled. You go have fellowship with Him. You go intercede and He backs you in prayer. See, prayer should be a time of exchange of heart so that the heart of Christ is in you. That's prayer and intercession. Then you walk with the Holy Spirit because now you're one the rest of the day. Then you listen and you do what He asks you to do. This is not about an education in the natural arena. This is not about going to college and getting a degree or going to a trade school and getting a trade. This is something that is essential and commanded by God. What good are we if we go into these arenas and not destroy Satan's kingdom. Ephesians 6. In verse 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the trickeries of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Here it is. Are you ready? Here's the order of Satan's kingdom. But against principalities. These are angels of Satan. Against powers. Against the rulers of the darkness of this age. And I'm going to talk about these in a second. Against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. This is what you and I are fighting. Has everybody got it? So there's principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this age, spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Now go to Revelation 12. Revelation chapter 12. In verse 7. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the what? The dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the what? The devil, Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. So we see that Satan is known as the dragon, the serpent, the devil. He deceives the whole world. He rules his kingdom by fear and intimidation. His greatest weapon to mankind, of course, is deception, and his power is fear. Has everybody got it? His greatest weapon is deception, and his power is fear. There are many ports in the earth he rules from, but there is a transcendental plane in the spirit realm where he is able to oversee or observe the whole earth. He basically really isn't too much on the earth. He has been cast out of the heavenlies in the arena that he's been cast out of the presence of God. He's been sentenced to the earth and its spiritual atmosphere and so forth. But there is a place where Satan actually dwells to oversee the whole earth. Though we have these cartoon characters that Satan lives in hell. I'm not saying that that's not a place down there. In fact, there's a place underneath the sea. And he's got a throne there also. But most of his time is in the transcendental plane, in heaven, in heavenly area, overseeing the world. Because he is in the spirit realm, isn't he? He controls humans that are under his command. From this place by controlling their minds. He controls humans that are under his command. You know there are humans under his command. By controlling their minds. Principalities serve him. They are angels. They are not fallen angels. These are angels of Satan. You might call them fallen angels, but the fallen angels are the one who put on flesh and are chained in hell right now. These are angels of Satan that are operating. These are principalities, and they answer to him. They serve him. And they're anointed. Hello. Is everybody okay? These principalities that serve him, they are Satan's generals. They are the generals of the dark kingdom, and of course, the kingdom of darkness's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy Christians. I want to say that again. The purpose of the kingdom of darkness is to steal and kill and destroy Christians, Christ-like. Now the powers of darkness, we talked about principalities, and the next thing it says is powers. These powers of darkness are field generals. They are executive officers of the kingdom of darkness. They operate with principalities. Are you listening? I'm not going to go on deep things with them. I just want to give you a surface level of what's going on. We'll go into a deeper area later. They are field generals. They are executive officers of a dark kingdom, and they serve not only the principalities, but also Satan. The rulers of the darkness of this age are humans. Majority. Remember, these are rulers of darkness of this age that is associated with humans. And many of them have been witches or wizards that have taken. Now, of course, there are individuals that have either sold out their soul for power and wealth or fame of this age. But these are individuals that have are now rulers of the darkness of this age that are in offices, judges, maybe president. I'm not going there. Most likely. Their whole purpose and their agenda is to bring one world order and to take over the world. That's the rulers of the darkness of this age. You've got secret societies and all kinds of other stuff, but they are actually Satan worshipers. And they've exchanged their soul for power, fame, and wealth. Then you have wicked spirits, or it's called wickedness in heavenly places. Does everybody see that? Wicked, remember, there's principalities, there's powers, rulers of darkness of this age, and spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. I want you to understand that word hosts. Because these wicked spirits are demons looking for a host. Hello. Wicked spirits cause havoc to the human race. They serve the powers and the rulers of the darkness of this age. They are demons, disembodied spirits looking for a host or a body to use, to live, to feed off, and then kill. That's why many people, when they're using drugs and so forth, they see the shadows out of the corner of their eyes and so forth. They hear voices. It's because those demons in them are now communicating with the other ones. That's why you get people labeled schizophrenia, bipolar, and all. Man, what do? They say, I hear voices. Well, they're not kidding. I hear voices. Multi-personalities. Things that are either inherited, things they've opened up by the eye gate, things that they've come in agreement. So there's something important that we're supposed to be doing. Decreeing against them. Let me share something with you. I want you from this day forward to begin to bind every principality. Every ruler of darkness. Everyone. I'm not going to go specifically in names right now. We'll get to more of those later. But I want you to start binding them from this day forward. Every, and you speak every single one. I take dominion and authority to and decree and bind every principality. Every power of darkness. Every ruler of this age, of darkness of this age. And every wicked spirit in heavenly places and hosts and individuals and demons. You start doing this. You bind them. And you start interceding and you start binding. You start decreeing that are coming against me, my household. Pray for your pastor. Pray for the fellowship and the church and the finances. Come against us, those spirits that are coming to steal, kill, and destroy. Decree over them to release the funds, to release the people that have been taken captive. Decree over them in the name of Jesus. And don't be a weenie about it anymore. When you decree it, you accept it, you believe it, and it's gone. Hello. Go to Daniel. Chapter 10. Daniel chapter 10. Is everybody there? Is everybody okay? Daniel chapter 10 and verse 12. Now Daniel was praying. He was waiting for an answer. In verse 12, an angel came to him, and Daniel says, then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and humbled yourself before your God. Two things. You set your heart to understand and humbled yourself before your God. Your words were what? Heard. Takes two things. Setting your heart and staying humble. God will not answer pride. Hello. Set your heart and get humble. And your words were heard. I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, this was a principality, withstood me 21 days in the natural realm. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision refers to many days yet to come. So we understand this, that the principality, in other words, the angel was bringing a message to Daniel. So everybody got it? See, angels still come and bring messages to us. But they're moving on our behalf and the things that we decree. So if you start binding the principalities and powers of darkness that are coming against the angels working on your behalf, you think there'd be a little bit quicker answer? Hello? See, it withstood, he had to fight 21 days. He had no help. He had to wait for Michael to come. Well, let me tell you, I'm helping the ones that are working on my behalf. 21 days. And then the answer finally came through. So you need to bind those principalities and powers of darkness and wickedness in different places and rulers of the darkness of this age. You need to bind all of them that are coming against you, that have been assigned to you, to your family, to your ministry, to everyone involved. You need to take your authority. If you're not doing that, you're not warfaring. You're decreeing these things in the name of Jesus, and all heaven is behind you. But if you don't believe it, and you don't hold on to it. See, some people can't wait 2 minutes. Daniel waited 21 days. They can't wait 2 minutes. They can't wait 1 day. They can't wait 24 hours. They want what they want, and they want it now. And God don't operate that way. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Decree! You have the power to decree. Decree. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter days some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Hello. Deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. Deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons are wicked spirits or demons using mankind to promote division, religion, sickness, lust, bondage, laziness, compromise, all of these other arenas. Has everybody got it? That's doctrines of demons. You know them by their fruit. Romans 8. So you need to bind those spirits, don't you? Why? Because you're decreeing. When you're binding, you're decreeing. Does everybody understand that? You are decreeing. And you're decreeing, and the reason why you're decreeing is because you're decreeing in His name, which has been sealed. Romans 8:12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. Oh, Lord, have mercy. To live according, are you still living according to the carnal mind? Then you're living according to the flesh. And the powers of darkness are keeping you in the natural and doing everything they can from keeping you from walking in the Spirit. For if you live according to the flesh, you're going to die. In other words, because you won't overcome. Eventually you'll die of sickness, disease, infirmity. Eventually you will die of something that God's not proclaimed on you, but the devil has. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage. You think we need to bind that spirit of bondage? To fear. but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So the Holy Spirit is always trying to quicken you, to remind you of who you are. Who you are. And if children, then heirs and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. 2 Timothy 1. 2 Timothy 1. It's a good reminder tonight. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 6. Speaking of reminder, would you read it with me? Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. In other words, stir yourself up. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Spirit. Worship the Lord. Stir yourself up. Welcome the Holy Spirit. Stir yourself up. Fill yourself up. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. Power, love, and sound mind. So we need to come against the spirit of fear, don't we? But we need to stir ourselves up so we can decree. You know, so many people are trying to decree and they can't even stir themselves up. You got to stir yourself up before you can start decreeing. You got to pray in the Spirit. You know, let me tell you something. One of the things that the enemy always tries to do is put you to sleep. You know, I'll be in there trying to do Bible study. And I have to finally decree and get him out of here. And once he's gone, I'm awake. It's amazing. You can do you can pick up a magazine, any book, anything. And you wake up. You can watch TV and wake up. Man, you grab the Bible. Man, you're fine. Man, you got to decree, kick that dude out of there, man. That spirit of sleepiness, slumberness, laziness, get out of here in the name of Jesus. Get him out of there. Quicken me, Lord. Fill me. Pray in the Spirit, stir yourself up and kick him out. See, too many people are watching everybody else's fruit. Oh, look at that. He's got a demon. Well, why don't you intercede and decree for that person? Instead of saying, he's got a demon. Hello? Galatians 3. Believe me, I see them all the time. I see them on people's back. I see the tail growing. And then they get religious. They forget about stirring themselves up. They don't warfare no more. Hallelujah. Galatians 3, verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. Bewitched. In other words, there's witchcraft involved there. It has changed that person. Something's affecting that person of not warfaring. See, when God says worship, you worship. It ain't a time to pray. Praying time is done. Unless you've been sent by the office to go intercede. Don't you turn your back on my Father. You worship him when it's time to worship. You listen to the voice of the stranger. That was not my Father. It's not time to read your Bible when it's worship time. It's not the time to get on your knees and pray. It's time to worship him. How quickly. Quickly, person turns their back on the Lord. Quickly. Well, I'm interceding. Oh, shut up and worship. It's not time to intercede. God does not interrupt himself. What he calls forth is done in divine order. If you're out of divine order, it's because you've been bewitched. Are you listening? And then you reason in your mind because you're too stinking lazy to either walk or worship the Lord or whatever. Warfare, get in the river. Don't give me religiosity garbage. We got enough of it. That is not an example to babies. You know what I'm talking about. You need to repent. Hello? Verse 2. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Oh, hallelujah. Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was vain? Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Therefore, know that only those who are of the faith are sons of Abraham. Faith. 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 Galatians 6. And we'll close here. Galatians 6, 6. Would you read it with me, please? Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. And do not be deceived. God is not mocked. And whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we will reap if we do not, what? Lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are the household of faith. So don't give up. So it didn't happen in 2 days. So it didn't happen in 10 minutes. So it didn't happen in 20 days. So it didn't happen in 21 days. Don't give up. Continue to decree. Hello. Decree, decree, decree. Build yourself up in the name of Jesus is above every sickness, disease, and bondage. Decree it. And take your authority, because you have the power to decree, and get those stinky things out of there. Out of you, out of your mind, out of your health, out of your finances, out of your home. Hello? Get them out of there. And don't get lazy. Don't reason. Continue to be steadfast. Don't grow weary. Fight until you die. Because if you'll fight until you die, you'll make it. Amen? Is everybody okay? Remember, you weren't rescued and saved for your own prosperity. You weren't rescued and saved to be wealthy and spend it on your own pleasures. You were rescued and saved to be a warrior in the body of Christ, to rescue others, and to decree and to fight. That's what it's about. Quit fighting for your life. Surrender it. And fight for the life of Christ and His desires. And you'll find victory. You fight until you die. And that's what it's about. Become a decreer. And be back by heaven. And don't give up. Don't give in. Stay filled. Stay in fellowship. Stay consistent. And don't quit. Don't quit fighting. Don't quit dancing. Don't quit. That's how you stay stirred up. Don't quit praying in the Spirit. Don't quit saying hallelujah no matter where you're at. I don't care whether you're under a welder's mask, a painter's mask, or a football mask. Hallelujah it. Make connection. Stay stirred up. And don't grow weary. Because the end result is victory and souls being saved. Continue to decree and fight until you die. Amen? Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We submit to you. Our heart, as we call it from the north, south, east, and west, that the heart, mind, and will and desire of Christ will be established. Lord, I'm asking that you will seal this message that has been decreed over each and every one here tonight into their spirit, and that it be brought to remembrance, and that the sword will come out of their mouth, decree, call fire down, execute judgment on the powers of darkness, which is our right. It's our birthright. I pray tonight, Father, that you'll keep us stirred, angry for the enemy, and love for your people. We thank you, Master. We adore you, and we surrender to you. And we promise to give you all the glory as demons flee and your word is decreed. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Be blessed.